there is a sector of Heat Nation, and they're loud, so you see it on, you know, the texts and on social media. There is a sector of Heat Nation that is just flat out tired of Pat Riley and Tyler Hero.
Yep.
They're just done.
They're done.
I get it.
Done.
I get it. I get it. But I was asking him, if you do, are you in agreement with him? If you add Giannis to Bam, and now you're going to have other ancillary pieces because other stuff is going to end up being up in the air. If you add Giannis to Bam, you should be a top four seed next season in the East, right? You're assuming, man, the Knicks, Boston. Boston's going to be in a little bit of flux. We don't know what they're going to look like if there are guys who act.
Oh, it looks like we lost Hawk there. We didn't have the best connection. It's a 305.
Dale.
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 A plus. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
305 alarm. We did lose Hawk there for a second. I'm sure he'll reconnect. We didn't have the best connection with Iron. For a second there, I'm like, huh, was that us? But no, it looks like Hawk's internet has failed him briefly. It's 305 on the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana show. 305 alarm sponsored by Miami Lake Chevrolet, where you walk in as a customer and you drive out as family. Are you back there, Hawk?
Yeah, it was actually a power surge.
Oh.
I had a power surge in the house. I felt like I was in, you ever see that movie with Mark Wahlberg? It's the true story of that, the oil rig out in the Gulf. What is the, why am I drawing a blank on the name of that movie?
Deepwater Horizon.
Yeah, Deepwater Horizon.
Nobody's seen that movie, Hawk.
What are you talking about? It's on cable all the time. You've never seen Deepwater Horizon?
I've never seen Deepwater Horizon.
It's a true story, horrifying story, but I had that same power surge where all the lights got bright. I knew something was up. And my tablet's turning.
Yeah, your Wi-Fi still. I don't know if you want to just give it a second there, Hawk, because your Wi-Fi is still kind of in and out. But to answer your question regarding Giannis Antetokounmpo, yes, in theory, the Miami Heat. In Ira's hypothetical trade, by the way, and who knows, right? Like, things can change. But in Ira's hypothetical trade, you're trading Tyler Hero, you're trading Kalel Ware, and that seems to be the trade that most people think, or the pieces that most people think the Miami Heat would move for Giannis Antetokounmpo. And obviously, you're going to have to add some younger players. I would imagine names like Jaime Jaquez Jr. are going to be thrown in the mix. I would imagine Pelle Larsen's name is going to be talked about. I would imagine Kasperis Jakučionis, last year's first round pick, that name is going to be talked about as well. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what teams are also going to be in the mix, because yeah, I do expect the New York Knicks, even if they get out of the East this year, to not be able to compete with Oklahoma City or with San Antonio, whoever comes out of the West. And I expect them to be looking to bolster their roster, right? Like, they're in their window right now. They have their superstar and their leading guy in Jalen Brunson. They're in their window that they want to maximize. I expect them to be in play for Giannis. I think the Boston scenario is wildly interesting when you consider the fact that Jalen Brown, if he does one out, and I don't want to go as far as to say right now Jalen Brown is looking like a player who wants out. I don't know. I don't know that for sure, but it wouldn't surprise me if he led this team. He was the quote-unquote number one. Somebody texts in, Deepwater Horizon is one of the worst movies ever, and I watch it every single time it's on. I have a couple movies like that as well that are just terrible movies, but every single time they're on, you just throw it on, right? Like, you're just flipping through the channels. You're like, yeah, I'll watch it. Why not? All the Jurassic Park movies, Jurassic Park 2, Jurassic Park 3, like the OG Jurassic Park movies, anytime they're on, I can't get enough of those movies. Back to the Future 3 is another one of those where I will cape up for Back to the Future 3 like nobody you have ever heard. Jimmy, you hate Back to the Future 3, right?
I hate it. I prefer 2 over 3.
Yeah, I prefer 3 over all of them. So I don't know. Like, I think the Houston situation is interesting because you just get the feeling there's no way they're going to run it back with Kevin Durant next year, right? And they do have draft capital. They're going to be able to make a move. They're going to. So I don't even know if the Heat are going to be in a situation where they can outbid other teams with a package surrounding Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, maybe one of the young guys that we just talked about, and then two first-round picks plus this year's first-round pick, which, let's be honest, we're talking about how the Miami Heat deserve the NBA to give them a little nod and let them win the lottery. I've heard Tobin talk about it a bunch. I saw a post today from, I think it's the Heat versus Haters account on social media today that was talking about like all the reasons the Miami Heat deserve to win the lottery, why the NBA should do them a solid. But look, the NBA lottery is not actually rigged. At least I don't think so. I know some of you with your tinfoil hats, you think the fix was in last year for the Dallas Mavericks to go out and get Cooper Flagg. You think the fix is in previous years for certain teams to win the lottery. I get it, man. Like, that's up to you if you genuinely believe that type of stuff. I don't. I default to, hey, sometimes bleep is just random and it works out in funny and mysterious ways. I don't think there's a chance in hell that Adam Silver's rigging the NBA lottery for the Miami Heat. Now, should the basketball gods comply and do the Miami Heat a solid? That's another discussion, right? And yes, I would agree 1,000%. They did, as Ira said, they got absolutely hosed by the NBA and by the Charlotte Hornets. And the fact that they're getting a second round pick only is just ridiculous. It's an absolute joke. And it's BS. And Miami should have some sort of first round pick in return. They should have gotten their own first round pick back. But, you know, Adam Silver's a spineless coward right now, and he's not willing to go that route. So that's not going to happen. And from what Pat Riley said at his press conference, it doesn't necessarily sound like they're willing to fight that battle. It's just an uphill battle that probably wouldn't get resolved anytime soon anyways. Would that be enough to go get Giannis Antetokounmpo? Like, I don't know. But, Hawk, to answer your question, yes, Giannis on this team with Bam, just those two pieces. I don't know who else would be on the roster next year, but just those two pieces, if they're both healthy, in my opinion, puts this organization in a position to, at the very least, compete in the Eastern Conference. And I think that's where you want to be right now, because you're looking around the East, and there's opportunity to go win the East if you have a superstar, which the Miami Heat does not.
Were you worried about me?
Nah, I figured you'd be all right.
After I said there was a power surge, and I said all the lights got bright, you didn't think that maybe there was an explosion or something?
I mean, I could do draft lottery talk for, you know, 2 hours at least. I figured if I need 2 hours, I'm good, man.
I mean, at least I launched you into something that was in your wheelhouse when I ducked out.
Even if you didn't, I was going right back to what Ira talked about. So
Ira, though, made a great point, though. You just want to, if you can end up in the top four, then you kind of at least have a puncher's chance of getting to the promised land. The question is, who are the top four going to be next season? Does Giannis and Bam make them good enough to be in the top four? I think they do, but there are some other teams out there who are still going to be good.
No, for sure. I mean, everybody got better. Like, that was the criticism at the deadline, which is like even a trash team like the Washington Wizards, at the very least, I'm not saying they're going to be a top four team or they're competing for the playoffs next year, but at the very least, they came away at the trade deadline saying, hey, we had something to build with next year. And that was one thing that the Miami Heat didn't do, as the only team in the Eastern Conference to not execute any sort of trade at that point. So, yeah, I mean, Detroit, you would think, is going to continue to get better.
Detroit's going to be, and I think they're so perfectly suited for the regular season, too. So you have to put them in the top four. You've got to keep the Knicks in the top four. Boston, depending on what happens, right? I mean, yeah. If they come back intact, then they're in the top four. I don't know about, you know,
well, I mean,
like you say, Washington, you add AD and Trae Young, anything could happen, I guess.
No, but like Atlanta, is Atlanta going to continue to get better?
Toronto.
Charlotte this year. I know we and I'm as upset as anybody about how that play-in tournament game played out, but Charlotte was literally the best team in the Eastern Conference.
Don't sleep on Chicago with Boozy entering year three and maybe the return of Tom Thibodeau.
I'm very much willing to sleep on Chicago next year, Hawk.
Really?
Very
don't sleep
much.
On Chicago because I don't know if you heard me. Boozy entering year three.
If they win the lottery, I might have to take like a 3 month sabbatical and just get
what
out.
What are their chances?
Get out of Dodge. Let me double check.
Did you do headlines yet?
Nah, I've not. Bulls chance to win the lottery, ninth best odds, 4.5% chance to land the number one overall pick, but a 20.3% chance to get into the top four. I don't know too much about, you know, all the prospects after the Bansa, but everybody's saying that this entire draft is very deep, deepest NBA draft in a long time. You get in the top four, you get a fifth overall pick, like it's pretty good.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. So, the Celtics are out. That's awesome. Now the question is, is one of their duos in the Heat's plan? I mean, that has to be actually one of the questions here. Is do the Miami Heat, is there a chance that Bam Adebayo calls up his very good friend? Because I'm seeing on the other end of things, they're wondering, oh, could the Celtics go trade for Bam Adebayo? And Jason Tatum's like, Bam, will you come up here and be friends with me? Because Jaylen Brown doesn't want to be my friend anymore. And Bam's going to be like, friends with you? Why don't you come down here? Is there a possibility that we could be looking at a Jason Tatum exodus out of Boston? And would Heat fans be into that off his bad Achilles?
Let me ask you this.
What's that?
In what world do you see the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat making a trade?
A lot more respect between front offices than there used to be, Vlad. Remember, Danny Ainge is in Utah.
Fine.
Brad Stevens, there's a lot more respect there than there used
but
to be.
But you guys do know your ops.
Understood.
So why would I give my op my best player?
I don't know. You know, what if your best player is just like, look, you need to live in a world where Jason Tatum is gone and Jaylen Brown is getting to be the star of the Boston Celtics because that's what he wants and he deserves. You can't trade a Finals MVP. I mean, I guess you could, but I mean, it'd be pretty crazy.
Trade a Shaq. What are you talking about?
That is true. Box me in. And Andre Iguodala.
And Kawhi Leonard.
Did he get traded?
From Toronto?
Oh, yeah, he did get traded to Toronto. He demanded that, though. All right, I'll take my box in. It's happened on multiple occasions.
You've been boxed in!
Menu 631 says, yuck. SDI says, Bamford Brown would be a great trade for the Heat. So you're suggesting that the Heat trade Bam Adebayo to the Boston Celtics.
For Jaylen Brown.
And so you're looking at a team that's what? Tyler Hero.
Jaylen Brown. Norm Powell? No, he's a free agent.
I mean, if he wants to come back.
Andrew Wiggins? You'll be a bunch of short guys.
Andrew Wiggins and Khalil Ware? That's the team? I don't like that one. That's not really wetting my whistle there, SDI. I got to tell you. He did score this year, though. He did have a good year. I'm not saying like Traylon. Who would you want to trade for? Would you want to trade for Tatum on the bad leg, or would you want to trade for Jaylen Brown and his just strange behavior? Tell you that this was his favorite year. Would he be happy? Maybe he wouldn't be so weird if he finally was away from Jason Tatum.
Let me ask you this, because there's going to be a lot of big names that should be available. Rank them right now. Jokic is out.
I can't count Jokic.
Yeah, because he's a year
away.
It's
too much of a pipe dream.
He's a year away.
So we're going to go Durant.
Durant's possible now.
Giannis. Do I put Jaylen Brown and Tatum in there? Or just Jaylen Brown? Who gets to be on there?
See, that's a good question. Because if they are willing to split them, is it the one that's battered but it's the bigger name?
I feel like Tatum's the more popular guy.
Right. So
he's
you
the face
feel
of the
like
franchise.
Because he's the face of the franchise, he should get you more. But the guy that everybody genuinely thinks is the better player is Jaylen Brown. So it would really it'd be interesting.
Spider.
Zion.
Well, I don't know why they won't get rid of him.
Or Ja. You're not thrilled about Ja anymore.
No, I am, but nobody wants to listen to me. So what does it matter? You know, it's like one of those things where, like, I think it's a good idea, but everybody thinks it's a terrible idea. You know, like, if you're one of your friends, you have a bad vacation spot, you know?
Oh, Jamal Murray. How about Jamal Murray early?
See, here's the thing with Jamal Murray. I'm interested in – I feel like my demands for Jamal Murray would get shot down by the Nuggets because I feel like I'll take Jamal Murray. Like, let's say, theoretically, you did Hero, Jovic – for Jamal Murray, but I want a first-round pick back. I'd take on a lot of money for Jamal Murray, but we're getting you out of hell. Now you have to take on the Jovic deal, but that's like 50. That's peanuts compared to what he's owed, and then Tyler's an expiring. I feel like the Heaters should be owed an asset because, look, as Jamal Murray had a great year, all-star, played a lot of games, but nobody trusts that knee. I mean, like, let's be real about it. So if I was the Heat, I want to get a little sweetener if that was to be the case. So Jamal Murray's in there. Do I want him more than Spider? No, even though he's a champion. I probably should put more respect on his name.
He went one-on-one against Spider and beat Spider.
I know. He's gotten the better of him, and he's a champion. Spider's never even been to the conference finals.
Yeah. Bam and Murray works.
Bam and Murray does work.
Bam Murray and Hero.
But he makes a lot of money, dude. Have you seen how much money he's making?
Well, that's because when he's healthy in the postseason, he's one of the most clutch players.
He is. No, dude, he hit two triple. Him and Joker with the triple doubles against the Heat. Like, I don't like what people are doing with the Nuggets, where they're like, oh, they were for gays. They've never beaten a 50 win team. I'm like, is that a thing? Now we care about the regular season wins? So you're telling me, let me get this straight. Joel Embiid's more legit because he beat a 56-win Celtics team than Nikola Jokic is for winning the championship.
Dude, I didn't when they brought that stat up, I was shocked.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he didn't beat a 50-win team in his journey to the NBA final.
Well, let's not forget the Celtics got a cakewalk to the finals when they won the championship.
They also what they
no Jimmy.
Every team they faced had an injury.
Didn't Brunson get hurt?
No, we didn't play them that year. Halliburton.
Halliburton got hurt.
Yeah.
They lost Halliburton. They lost Jimmy.
I think they beat Orlando, maybe. Wasn't it like Wagner or Banchero got hurt? Might have been Wagner.
The point is, they can go to hell. My ranking system is... I think I want to do a holdover year on Durant. I'm still into that. I think that's my number one plan.
So you still... Because I'm still holding out...
Here's the thing. I've gotten so, and this is going to be probably ruined by July. My hope is, this is what I want. My hope is, one, I want the ping pong balls to fall our way the way we're owed. And I get DeBanza. Then I get Spida. That's what I would like to happen. That would be my number one plan. That would be my best summer ever. Okay? If fortune doesn't favor the brave, if it just goes the regular way that it's supposed to go, I want Durant on a holdover year. All right, so we can reset for Joker if he doesn't sign his extension. That's what I want. Let's just say Joker re-signs. Then I'm going to revisit the Giannis thing. I'm going to revisit it, but I want to do it without giving up Khalil Ware, which is probably impossible.
So Durant 1, Jokic 2, Giannis 3.
No, Jokic is 1, but he's down the road. But you're not letting me have him.
Okay, but Durant would be
Durant's
immediate.
My holdover plan to get to Jokic.
So that he's number 2, but actually you're number 1, but you're number 2.
Then, Spider.
Spider is 4?
3. Yeah, so Giannis, I'm not counting Joker.
So you're not counting Joker. So 1 is Durant, 2 is Giannis, 3 is Spider.
Yes, but Spider and Giannis are kind of tied.
Okay, so 2A and 2B.
Yes.
Okay, I'm with you.
And then I would go Jaylen Brown.
4.
Ja Morant.
5.
Jamal Murray.
6.
Because of the money.
I'm going to throw you something out of the ordinary. Not out of the ordinary, but something you should think about.
Okay.
I got a guy for you. Mm-hmm. I got a trade partner for you. Okay. And it actually works if you have the 13th or any of these picks. You've flirted with this individual before.
Oh.
Yes, you have.
All right, let me hear it.
You still have Bam, right? It's trying to add players to help Bam and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys should call Dallas and get Kyrie.
I would be into the Kyrie Irving thing. Now.
I think Kyrie's going to be a – I don't think people are mentioning him. But if you see these playoffs, you mm-hmm. understand not having a point guard is the reason why the Houston Rockets didn't advance against the Los Angeles Lakers. Not having a point guard who can get the ball, who can score, get his own shot, but he's a – you know, down the stretch. 5 minutes of the game, you know you got a bona fide bucket getter.
Yes.
Kyrie, everything – all the – everybody's moonwalking, apologizing to all the things they said about that young man early in his career, the last 3 or 4 years, the whole COVID situation. You've noticed that. He was a very, very, very integral part of helping Luka develop. You notice that he's not a
– He's known Bam since he was a kid.
He's known Bam since he's a kid. He would love to play. He knows the history of the NBA. He knows Riles. He probably has a definite respect for Spo. He's coming back off a knee injury, but he's going to be ready to play.
What's his contract? Let's see. What is Kyrie?
I think Kyrie to Miami would be.
I'd be into that. Let's see. Kyrie, 3-year deal. He's got a player option next year for 40.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
That's not bad. Like $40 million for a superstar player.
A little older.
That.
Obviously, be 34 coming off the knee injury. But got to feed me, all right? He took the full year to get ready for the ACL. That's a full recovery, you would think.
You put Kyrie. That's a backcourt.
Mm.
Kyrie.
Jennifer says, are you serious about.
Talking about Tatum. The Tatum and Brown. That's what she was upset when you were saying that. You know how she feels about Boston.
Yeah, they can go to hell, Jennifer.
But you were talking very, like you would.
Well, listen, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. You know, if it's one of these things where if like Tatum wants to come down here, I mean, who am I to stop him?
She's not sleeping with the enemy. That's what she's saying. It's like no enemy. Mm-mm. You
neither one of them?
Mm-mm. She wants no part of it.
Interesting.
I'm just saying.
Just a hard no. Because you used to hate Brad Marchand. No. You used to hate Brad Marchand, Jennifer. And now what? Now he's the Rat King down here.
But there's a difference. He was traded during the trading deadline.
He was.
So it was and then boom, immediately. It was instant satisfaction.
She says she'd take Jaylen Brown, but not Tatum.
Really?
It's because Tatum's a cornball. That's why. He's too lame. Because that would be weird, because Bam and Tatum are like best friends.
Jaylen Brown would not work down here. The humidity would mess up his hair.
He'd have to get rid of that.
He would have to get
rid of that. He'd have to get rid of that.
Yeah, he can't do that.
And then what's the trade? The trade is Hero. Mm.
Hero would be a god in Boston.
You bet that. You got that right. We've wanted him all along. See ya, Hauser. This is a real intangible.
Tyler.
I love him. they would treat him like the next Larry Bird.
It's like Larry Bird and Kevin McHale had a child together. It's Tyler.
All right, so Jay Figs out on Tatum, says he's too lame. Hmm.
Duck Jones Jr. says he'd take Tatum over Brown. He's more likable.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I do think this is very strange behavior. Because, like, it's always been a thing, right? They've always had some kind of dichotomy there that's just been like, he very much knows that he's second fiddle and doesn't feel like he's second fiddle. And so, but I don't.
He was there first. That's why.
Maybe.
He was drafted first.
Yeah, but what is
it
then?
And then Tatum came after, and ever since then, it was like they handed him the keys to the car, like the keys to the house and everything. Like, he's the man, and he feels that he's worked and has done enough to be the man himself or to get more, as much accolades as Tatum gets, he feels he deserves the same.
It's got to be scary, though. Because if Tatum's already, like, and look, we're irresponsible with his leg. Don't get me wrong. Like, you shouldn't have been playing that guy 40-plus minutes in the playoffs. It was ridiculous.
Mazzulla might be the one that gets looked at because he went against everything he did during the regular season. He right. shortened the rotation. So when you shorten the rotation, you're going to be putting more strain on that, on Tatum.
Yeah, you had to be smarter with that. Had to be smarter with that. But I don't know. Do you think that they get ready to the point where they actually, they go to the point where like they would want to get rid of Kyrie in Dallas?
Yeah. Hmm. It's Cooper Flagg's team.
Let's see. Scott has weighed in. He said, buddy, let's get this straight. Nobody wants Jovic. Nobody in the entire NBA. Possibly entirely on Earth. Not under any circumstances. Please stop adding him to trade scenarios as if it's a good thing. I'm just doing salary there, Scott. I understand. I don't want to sit here and be like anybody wants Jovic. I would not be that ridiculous with that. As much as I love Jovic, dude, and you know I love Jovic, I understand. I'm just trying to get the money right. And that is the sport. You have to do things by rules. So, you know, don't think I'm like adding and the other part of it is you could say nobody, but if anybody did want him, it would be his big brate in Dallas. I mean, in Denver, excuse me.
So here's the thing: is Dallas drafting? In this, they're gonna have a draft. They're in the lottery, right?
I don't know. Well, they're not in the lottery because they made the playoffs.
Dallas?
Yeah. Oh, Dallas. I'm sorry. Dallas. Denver. Dallas. Yes, Dallas. I believe is in the lottery.
So, what if they have two first round picks in the lottery? If the the Heat offered them whatever selection
just gave him 13
or whatever, even if it's 11 or 10, if I give you one of those, if I give you my first round pick and a couple of players for Kyrie, you're going to build the future around Cooper Flagg.
That was last year. Where's this year? Oh, here we go.
Yeah, you're building your future around Cooper Flagg. You're still going to be a couple of years away.
Hey, oh, Jay hello, Finn. Jennifer.
Hello, guys.
Yay. Good weekend.
So you're out on Jaylen Brown, or you're out on Tatum, but not Brown?
Tatum, for sure.
Just because he's lame?
I don't want him.
Really?
Also, he's still not playing his best either.
Actually, he was playing all right.
He was okay, but I definitely, you know, it's definitely got to be concerned with the leg.
Exactly. Like Leroy says, we don't need more injured players.
Well, guess what? The players that are going to be available are going to be injured.
Yeah, Dallas has a pick. They have a 6.7 at the top four, I think.
So you don't think Dallas can't make a quick turnaround? You don't think Masai would not love the fact of having two first-round picks in this year's great draft?
He might. He's a good drafter.
And he's a great drafter. So if he had two picks in the top 10 or top 13...
I definitely think that if the Heat just stay where their pick is because of where they're at, and especially with all the young guys and their contracts, I could definitely see the Miami Heat being in a position where 13 gets moved for somebody.
So a guy like Kyrie would be beneficial because it'd help.
You for get, sure.
Right. And they'll be able to get their next point guard.
Because if you could go Kyrie, I hate to do this to our Whiskey Stars and Cigars guest, but we'll put Davion as the backup point guard. But you have Kyrie, Pella. Or you could, I mean, you could go a Kyrie Davion backcourt with Pella as the three, Bam, and then Kalel.
Or you can go Kyrie Tyler, have Tyler one more year, and then let him go after the 27th season.
You could.
You have Kyrie.
You could play around with it. I just don't think.
Kyrie Tyler, Kalel. Kalel will be catching lobs from Kyrie.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Yeah,
yeah,
so what he did with Lively and those guys.
Well, I think that's the thing is I would love a lineup with Pella and Kyrie together because that's two
Pella
guys.
Pella and Kyrie's
that's,
good.
That's two guys who will get lobs to Kalel.
How about this backcourt? Kyrie and Pella.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, mm-hmm. Kalel, and Wiggins.
Not too bad.
That's a good front. That's a good starting five in the NBA, in the Eastern Conference.
Does fit. Interesting.
See?
All right. Donna, we were talking about these NBA playoffs before you jumped in. The Pistons did win last night, 111-101. They took game one from the Cavs. The Thunder rolled past the Lakers, 108-90. And this LeBron James thing is interesting, man. He, at 41 years old, it looks like I can't imagine he wants to go through another season. And I know that he's playing at such a high level, but how much more can that guy put on his body? And it is starting to catch up on him a little. He's definitely missed time. I just wonder. And the sad thing to me is I love LeBron. I think he's been an incredible player for now multiple generations. of NBA fans, right? I mean, it would be sad to see him go out this way.
Yeah,
and that to me is the unfortunate part. This is not, yeah, but you imagine MJ going out like MJ went out on top. You know, like, could you imagine?
Did he though? He came back with the Wizard. Yeah,
the Wizard.
They didn't
have
playoffs.
Nobody considers the Wizards thing.
Yes,
that was more of
it happened. I watched it happen.
But that was more of a novelty tour. That was like
him and Richard Hamilton. They went out Wizards-esque.
The Wizards thing with MJ reminds me of the Messi thing with Inter Miami almost. Like, you just want to get a glimpse of the guy. Like, you just want to see him take the floor. You don't care how well he plays. You just want to see him. Like, that to me was kind of like the MJ with the Wizards thing.
There. I really don't. I don't think people were at that point. I don't think people were, and I'm a big MJ fan, but I'm not sure I was going to a Wizards game just to catch a glimpse of MJ at 41. No,
he had that really. You remember he had a really good All-Star game when he was back with the Wizards, and he and Kobe were going toe to toe. Like that. That was like a bigger highlight than anything he did with the Wizards was at that All-Star game.
I can't even remember if he made the playoffs with the Wizards.
I think he definitely didn't the second year. He might have the first year, but maybe not. You might be right. He might not have made the playoffs either time, which is, it's kind of sad. But in terms of LeBron, I think at this point, I mean, go out any way you want to. I mean, you've been doing this now for a few years longer than anybody thought you would, and still at an incredibly high level. Like, you know, we're probably not here to have the LeBron versus MJ debate.
We're saving that for Friday for Skip Bayless making his return to First Take with Stephen A. Smith. They're gonna spend 4 hours discussing who's better, and
they probably will. You're probably
Skip
right
will tell
about
us
that.
How much of a bum LeBron is. That's been his shtick for his entire career. So.
Michael Jordan did not make the playoffs.
Yes.
With the either year.
Oh,
neither.
Sad. Neither year.
Those teams were terrible. Remember how bad those teams were? But I believe in his last season, he played every game.
He had a little drop off that last season.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but again, that
but
was
he played
more
every
of
game.
That was more of a goodbye tour, I just want to see MJ play type of thing. That wasn't like the Bulls MJ where he was going out to kill everyone.
If you look at how many times Michael Jordan played 82 games in a season, it's astounding today's standard.
And you see why the people who loved basketball in that generation, why they complain so much about basketball this decade is because MJ used 82 games. That was normal.
He was putting on a show for you. I used to buy Heat tickets to Bulls games, sit in the nosebleeds.
Yeah, same.
And I never had that doubt that MJ was going to play and put on a show for me. Never.
100%.
That is kind of funny. Where LeBron now comes down here, there's a major the last time we saw LeBron, I took my son to see LeBron, I want to say it was a year ago, and LeBron was out at some bar in Brickell. Do you remember this? So they stay at a lot of the teams stay at that Four Seasons over there in Brickell. So he was out at some bar till 2 in the morning in Brickell, and they were like, oh, they had video of him out there, and they go, no way he's going to play. And he goes, he basically had said, I'll see how I feel when I go to the arena for the, for warmups or whatever. And he ended up playing. But yeah, he's been known to miss a game here and there, especially down here.
Yeah.
But LeBron, listen, I give LeBron a lot of credit. He never, does the load management deal. As far as I can tell, he seems to want to play. And I know that he has missed some games down here, but yeah, I think everything LeBron has done for the game is incredible. What he continues to do for the game is incredible. He said that he doesn't want the farewell tour like D Wade, where you go to every city and they play a video for you and they honor you and you get the standing ovation.
And maybe the Heat will put your jersey in the rafters.
You say maybe?
I'm sure they will.
I mean,
I would think
so. During the game.
During the game? No. True. That's got to be
why not?
That's a retirement deal. But the Heat will definitely get his jersey up there. I think that's a no-brainer.
Why not do it in the final game? In his final game.
I think that's a retirement thing. I think it's a retirement thing. But
so what, you think LeBron's going to fly here and have a retirement ceremony with Pat Riley?
I think LeBron's... LeBron's private plane, I think, will find its way to Miami at some point to get his jersey up in the rafters. Well, look, I mean, it's got to go up in Cleveland, mm-hmm. right? It's got to go up in L.A.
Cleveland's got to have a statue. Think.
I mean, he won a technically won a championship in L.A. in the bubble.
Don't technically that.
I love the NBA bubble, so I'll give him that one.
Yeah,
but it's definitely going up on that thing they got in the corner of the Staples Center. It's definitely going up there. I'd have to think I wonder if they give him a statue at the Staples Center. They got that big statue thing out in front there. Do they give him the statue there?
How much do you worry about ownership change? Because he had a great relationship with the buses.
I don't, man. I don't. I think he's decision. LeBron is the first or second greatest player probably to ever play basketball. And again, we're not going to do the debate thing. I don't care. Like it's impossible to compare them anyway. He's going to get his statue. Now, I think they should put a statue out in front of the Heat Arena. That was the most exciting 4-year stretch of South Florida sports that we've ever had and probably will ever have. I can't imagine. Omar, you've been covering sports down here your entire adult life. I can't imagine something ever being as polarizing
for 3 years
as what we had. It was four
years.
For what we had here, like it was just such a whirlwind of just hatred and amazing play on the court mixed in with it. And it was just what a wild deal that was for 4 straight years. Like, I can't imagine we ever get something like that again. I don't even know how it would happen.
We could get Giannis and build ourselves back. That's what we can do.
But even then, if we were to collect like another group of superstars the way we had it, it's become so normalized now.
Yeah.
Like back then, it's like, oh my God, these guys want to play together. It was such a novelty back then, but now it's happened so many times. Like, Hollywood's right. It'll never be that polarizing.
It's happened before us because remember, Houston collectively put themselves together.
You're talking about corpses of like guys in Boston. Boston's big three. Those guys were somewhat corpsey as well.
They were okay. Boston had their big.
I mean, Paul Pierce was never like Paul Pierce was a good player, and I'm not gonna sit here and say he sucked. He was a good player, not a great player, right? Kevin Garnett, excellent player. Ray Allen, one of my favorites of all time. So not really going to take away anything from that dude. But that big three wasn't anything like what the Heat put together, right? The Heat put together three guys who were the top five players in the league in their prime. Like, these guys were in their prime. Remember how good Chris Bosh was in Toronto?
Yeah, he was so good.
Don't say you don't know. Chris Bosh was really good.
Was Chris Bosh better than Kevin Garnett? No.
In his prime? When he came
close.
To Miami?
He was probably not quite as good as KG, but he was close. But the whole thing was, everybody was saying, Omar, that's like, these are three of, and they were all saying it, these are three of the best five players in the league. They should be trying to beat each other, not play together, was the whole argument.
That whole AAU circuit and everybody get together and make super teams. I mean, we've probably been a decade into that. They probably grew up as some super team to play on the AAU circuit. So I think we're long past that. What I respect and like are the teams that organically put their big three together. The Thunder.
San Antonio Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. San Antonio Spurs. They traded.
Well, you could call their thing a big three,
my
right?
Tony goodness, Parker. They've got 21, 20, 20, 21, 22. Oh, yeah. Their oldest player is 26.
Now they're loaded too. They had a tough loss in game one. That's going to be a very intriguing series.
Hawk, I'm not trying to make a joke about the Hanta virus because. We learned our lesson, right? But this is a hilarious tweet that I just saw. Please, God, do not ask Rudy Gobert about the Hanta virus.
That's a funny tweet.
Yeah, that's good. And if anybody wants to start planning early, the Miami Heat, they have announced their 3-game home preseason schedule.
I saw this.
Tickets are now
available.
Very
exciting for you.
Well, very exciting for you. October 8th, the Pelicans will be in town.
Yeah. Revenge game for Zion.
Why is that a revenge game?
Because we'll be playing for the Heat.
Oh.
Why did you think? Thought it was obvious.
Couldn't figure it out. Would you be happy if they got Zion?
Would I be happy? Yeah, I'd be thrilled.
I'm not saying you as in you. I'm saying, like, would Heat fans be happy if they traded for
would
Zion?
Would Heat
Williams?
Fans, if you got him for nothing, yes. If you had to give up anything of value, no.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
But I would take him. I would take a flyer on him. Who's it? Greg Oden. They took a flyer on Greg Oden when he was all done.
Yeah, but that was...
Zion's much younger than when they got Greg Oden.
That was totally different, though. Like, literally, yeah. Greg Oden's career was done.
Yep.
Zion played a lot of games last year, man.
Hey, man, when he's healthy, that dude's an unstoppable force. You know how I feel about him.
Yeah, but you use... Look, Crowder's not here. We can be serious about this entire conversation. Unstoppable force is a choice.
When he's healthy and in his bag, he is an unstoppable force.
If you can get him for basically nothing, would you rather have Ja Morant or Zion Williamson on the Heat?
Wow, for nothing? I mean, Ja.
Netflix and YouTube, you know how ESPN they purchased NFL Network, I believe, and apparently they had to give back a couple NFL games. Netflix and YouTube are going to split the games. I was reading on Yahoo this morning, so more streaming for NFL games. It is what it is. It's going to happen.
So confusing. I have such a tough time sometimes finding the NBA playoff games.
Do you really, though? I understand why people do, but you do. I mean, you have Peacock. You turn on Peacock.
But the thing is, if I'm watching the DirecTV stream, now I got to exit, enter a new app. Like, it's just not convenient is more my point of not being able to find it.
Now, I'm with you there.
Like I can't hit, you know, previous channel.
Right. Today, I'm pretty sure Cavs Pistons is on Prime. And, yeah, they're both games are on Prime tonight. Both games. Yeah. Which is, it's annoying. Because if you do want to flip back and forth.
Then I'm just locked into Prime for the whole night.
Yeah.
I can't flip between the Marlins game. And that, like, it becomes a whole thing. Yeah, it's too much.
But clearly, the NBA didn't suffer in terms of people watching.
No.
Because they had their highest viewing audience ever. Highest yep. viewership numbers are since like 1998 or whatever it was. With all these games on Peacock and Prime and NBC. And so clearly, yep. like, they're not suffering because of it.
No, because, I mean, obviously, you got to do what you got to do. But I find it to be much less convenient when... Everything I have is on DirecTV stream, except the basketball game, which is on Amazon Prime. And then, you know, it's just like, it's annoying.
So we talked about it earlier. UM Notre Dame, it has been announced that game will be played on NBC, and it'll be a 7:30 p.m. kickoff from South Bend, Indiana. Hawk, you grew up in Chicago. Have you ever gone to the Notre Dame Stadium?
No.
The house that Rudy built? You never went?
No, I have not. I've never been to Lambeau Field.
You're not
in
a
Wisconsin.
Stadium. You're not like a stadium guy.
Yeah, not so much.
Huh. Cause that's like a sports fan. You know, you want to go to Wrigley. You want to go to Fenway. You want to go to Yankee Stadium. You want to go to Notre Dame Stadium, Lambeau Field. There's like certain stadiums that are bucket list items for sports fans. I feel like you have no interest in any of that.
Yeah, I've been to Fenway. We did, like, if I'm in the city, I want to see it. But, yeah, I've never been to Yankee Stadium, never been to South Bend, never been to Lambeau.
You'd be down to go get a Dodger dog, though, in L.A.
I got one in Vero Beach when they used to train up there.
I don't think that counts, though.
Well, it's a Dodger dog. I mean, it says it right there on the concession stand.
Right, but you're not having a Dodger dog in L.A. at Dodger Stadium. I don't think it counts.
Right, but I'm having it at Dodger Stadium in Vero Beach. No. I'm watching the Dodgers play. It's a Dodger dog.
It doesn't work that way, bro. It doesn't work that way.
Okay, but I think it does.
if I'm having, tiramisu in Miami, is it authentic tiramisu from Italy? Even if I'm at an Italian restaurant?
I'm at a Dodgers spring training game. The concession stand says Dodger dog. What are you telling me? I didn't eat it?
No, it's not the authentic dog from
it's
LA.
It's a Dodger dog. Right. The Dodgers are selling it.
All right. But I'll remember that. Next time you say you've had a Dodger dog, I'll remember you have not had a Dodger dog.
We do go to Italy in every city, though. That I find to... Delicious. That I have to do.
Delicious.
Never been.
Never been to Italy?
No.
They have one in Aventura.
There's one in Aventura now.
Yeah. I saw that. Just never been there.
Huh?
Aventura Mall is nuts. I drove by there the other day. It's insane.
It's insane. One of the greatest malls you will ever walk into.
Yeah. It was too much for me, though. Like, just driving by it, I didn't go to it.
It's a lot, man.
I haven't been there in probably over a decade. It looks
to
nothing.
To navigate Biscayne Boulevard, first of all, I mean, it is like, it's insanity.
Aventura is a nightmare, too, man. There's one way in, one way out.
Yeah.
Just a nightmare. Hawk, tonight the Marlins, they're going to play the Baltimore Orioles. The Marlins are going to be here through the weekend, but tonight they get the Orioles. It'll be a 6:40 p.m. first pitch. You can listen to the game right here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
All right.
And just revisiting your NBA games tonight, Pistons host the Cavs. That'll be at 7 p.m. And then the Thunder, they host the Lakers. That'll be at 9:30 p.m. So we're all in on LeBron over 1.5 made threes, right? You put that in?
Yep. LeBron over 1.5 made threes.
Wonder if I can bet James Harden turnovers.
I don't think there's a turnover prop.
There should be. You saw that stat that James Harden has more turnovers than points in like four games already this regular Wild. Or this postseason.
That's insane. Yeah, see, there's defensive props, but that's really for steals and, like, team props. That's not for an actual person turning a ball over.
First person to score in Cleveland, Detroit. Evan Mobley, plus 500. Jared Allen, plus 500. Donovan Mitchell, plus 500. Cade Cunningham, plus 550. Might throw a little flyer, Cade Cunningham.
How about Duncan? Over 2.5 made threes is minus 145.
I can't do it. I can't bet on Duncan Robinson. I can't do it.
Yeah, half the time the guy stinks.
then I find myself upset with Duncan Robinson. I love dunks. I don't want to be upset with him.